Hello, church. Today we're looking at Zechariah chapter 1. I trust that you've already looked through verses 1 through 21. But there are a couple of things that I'd like to bring to our attention as we navigate through this passage. I think the first eight verses, the first six verses, they really paint a vivid picture of sort of what's going on with God. Namely that, right, as soon as the story starts, we see that he is filled with anger, but the anger is directed towards the ancestors that are referenced in Zechariah. And, you know, and this verse, it goes on to talk a little bit more about what the Lord will do, what he expects, and all that good stuff. But, you know, having said all this, ultimately in verse 6, there's an aspect of repentance that comes into play. It's sort of important to look at that. I want to read this for us really quick. It says, "But did not my words and my decrees, which I commanded my servants, the prophets, overtake your ancestors?" Which is God saying, you know, like, didn't I not essentially command or explain to you what you had to do? You know, it's sort of like that gist. But right after he says, "Then they repented and said, 'The Lord Almighty has done to us what our ways and practices deserve, just as he determined to do.'" The people repented of their evil practices. They turned away from all these things, which is the heart of repentance, after being sort of exposed of all the things that have been going on. And I think these first six verses in the book of Zechariah, it paints a picture for what we ought to do as Christians and as believers and as churchgoers. We always hear from sermons, whether it's sermons present or sermons in the past, that people are sinners. We often hear about how the Israelites have made egregious mistakes in the past. And, you know, sometimes we look at that and think to ourselves, oh, I wouldn't do these things. I know particularly with college students and high school students, whenever you talk about Adam and Eve, sometimes there's this idea that when we look at Adam's situation, you know, we wouldn't do what he did. But the reality is that as people that are prone to mistakes, we would probably do the exact same thing. And so having said all this, what is sort of the course of action that we ought to take when we practice evil, whether it's intentional or not? What should we do? What should we do to sort of overcome these things? And, well, the example in Zechariah, once again, is to repent. It's to turn away from these things. And I think that's a great reminder for all of us today, especially in modern times. But having said that, we look later on in the verse, particularly in 18, 19, 20, and 21, I think that it's very interesting here too, because we see another aspect of an angel or a messenger of God speaking to Zechariah. And for those that don't know, Zechariah is a little bit more on the prophetic side of how it was written as a narrative. And so, you know, I wanted to focus on this point just for a bit because, I want to sort of ask us, how often do we get to hear from God? Right? How often do we receive instruction from God? How often do we think or do we believe that we hear these things from God? Here, particularly, it's talking about four horns and craftsmen that will sort of take care of these things. And, you know, it was really interesting is that these horns and these craftsmen, what they are they're an illustration of something that's greater, right? It's not just about the horns per se. It's not just about how people use these things for whatever purpose. But in verse 20, it says, "Then the Lord showed me four craftsmen," showing Zechariah. He asked, "What are these coming to do?" He answered that the horns that scattered Judah so that no one could raise their head, but the craftsmen have come to terrify them and throw down these horns of the nation who lifted up their horns against the land of Judah to scatter its people. This imagery, these people, these horns, they're a great illustration of the things to come. And remember, just now I said that Zechariah is slightly more on the prophetic side of things. And so having said that, I think it's really important for us to remember that when we want to hear from God, when we want to receive messages from Him, when we want to understand it on a much more deeper and intimate level, there's a requirement for us to go back to God first and foremost. Because if we want to understand prophecies, if we want to understand certain nuances, if we want to be more biblically literate even, all of this stuff can take place, but it takes place because man first chooses, man first opens himself up to God and all that he does and all that he teaches. And so, church, having said all this, Zechariah chapter 1 is just an introduction to some of the prophecies and some of the good stuff that will happen. But as we read these verses, as we think about these passages, I'd like to encourage us to really focus in on verses 1 through 6 and really contemplate what it means for us to repent and how we can do these things. Right? What are some ways for us to be able to turn back to God and return to Him as He calls us to do greater things? So that being said, let me pray for us. Lord, I pray for everybody here today that's listening to this recording, that we would understand the importance of turning to You, God, in all situations and circumstances. And Lord, I pray that above all else that You would help us be good stewards of these things. As You speak to us and as You guide us, as we try to understand what Your direction is, Lord, that in order for us to gain any sort of understanding and wisdom, all we need to do, or actually rather the most important thing we need to do, is to seek Your counsel and Your guidance. So Lord, I pray that You would make this more evident to us throughout these weeks. So Lord, would You be with us? We thank You. We pray all these things in Your Son's name. Amen.